Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think about the war on Christmas?
I think we're winning.
This Christmas Eve, I'm going to leave a tuna fish sandwich out for Santa, and I'm going to put my dick in it.
Shouldn't the elves be fighting this? I mean, it's their conflict after all.
I want to be a dentist.
As long as I don't have to pull tinsel out of my cat's ass, the war is won.
Welcome to our annual Christmas pageant starring officers and civilian staff from the Roteauville Police Department. And now, on with the show. 'Twas Christmas, the season of order and peace, and a wish from the hard-working chief of police.
I love my subordinate police officers so much, if only I could give them something for Christmas. Sergeant Brickman, if you wished upon a star, what wish would that be?
I would wish for all the world to live as brothers, and a radio surveillance van with an infrared sensor.
Poor Sergeant Brickman and his mysterious coughing disease.
Don't worry about me, Chief. I'll be just fine.
So the chief walked outside, in the graveyard shift air, thinking that life isn't always so fair. Then he looked at the night sky, and there out so far was the very same aforementioned wish upon star.
Oh, star that I wish upon for a Christmas miracle. I wish Sergeant Brickman could use a new surveillance van with an infrared sensor before he succumbs to that mysterious coughing disease.
And the star replied,
oh, kindly police chief, don't you know you've had the power in you all along to make your wishes come true? All you have to do is believe in yourself, and then just go out and take people's stuff under civil forfeiture laws.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
If you suspect someone of selling drugs, you can just take the house, even if you don't press charges.
Yeah, I always forget about that.
Then just sell the fucking house.
Yeah, sell the house. Screw those people.
Yeah, screw them, right?
Yeah.
And so, through the night, policemen got tough, just looking for people and taking their stuff.
Yeah, we're not arresting any of you people, but your new stereo is guilty of interstate trafficking.
I'm confiscating this money because I don't see any legitimate reason to have this much cash lying around.
It's just $14. My kid wants a pony, and you know what? This pony has been dealing crack.
Thus they continue to cruise through the night, filling their cars with all money in sight, with baubles and trinkets and furs deep and wide, and somebody's car with a roach clip inside. They auctioned some off, then a Christmas Day shocker presented itself in the evidence locker. You wished on a star? Well, then here's your answer. A radio van with an infrared sensor.
I can die in peace,
said poor Sergeant Brickman, and then he did. That's it, guys. Now go out and make a Christmas miracle.
I bet you wish your daddy were home from Iraq for the holidays, don't you, Jesse? So close your eyes, make a wish. Christmas is a magical time where wishes come true. Make a wish. Did you wish?
I wished.
Ooh, okay now. Why don't you open that really, really large box over by the tree?
That box that's so big a grown human could fit inside? Wow, what is it?
Honey, why don't you go ahead and open it?
Okay then.
Surprise, son, it's me, your dad. Back from Iraq.
It's your dad! Back from Iraq! Just one thing. Don't make any sudden loud noises.
One time, my patrol car got blown up by an IED. In a cloud of toxic smoke and ash, all my unit perished. Alone, injured, carrying my amputated leg in my backpack, I crawled through the sand dunes for 9 days without food or water to get back to camp, surviving on camel piss, locusts, and the vision of your face lighting up on Christmas morning when I popped up out of the box.
Actually, I really wanted a Ninja Turtle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jesus said, "The poor you have always with you." Does this mean he wants us to ignore the poor? No. The maker of all things intends for us to care for the taker of all things. Mr. or Ms. Poor Person. And this Christmas season, we intend to do just that.
Congressman Paul Ryan's House speech today underlines that post-election, even the Tea Party is looking for ways to appear compassionate towards widows, orphans, beggars, and other moochers, even as they're voting to end food stamps, Medicare, public education, and subsidized housing, which, with the fiscal cliff looming, they'll be doing slap-bang in the middle of Christmas.
Former House Speaker John Boehner.
Well, friends, is there anything more heartbreaking for Christmas shoppers than seeing little poor children outside the store pressing their little brown noses against the windows and gazing forlornly at gifts and goodies their parent can't possibly afford? Well, this year, let's give them a truly Christian Christmas present by making their Christmas 3 weeks later.
House Bill H.R. 115 would establish January 15th as Poor Christmas, a separate but equal holiday for the 47 million Americans living below the poverty line. Hal Weevil is a spokesman for the Walton Family Poor Christmas Initiative, which funds a nationwide grassroots campaign to sell Poor Christmas to the poor and to retailers.
The post-Christmas period sucks for retailers. They're stuck with overstocked, damaged, returned Christmas items. They discount this stuff 60%, 70%. If it's perishable, like, egg dog, or fruit cake, or poinsettias, up to 90%. Now, with Poor Christmas, the poor have a reason to buy them at affordable prices. Instead of eating the cost of unsellable seasonal items, retailers have a second Christmas buying season. Everybody's happy. The economy spikes. Paul Ryan is a genius.
The House also passed a Sense of Congress rider calling on local sanitation departments to repurpose discarded Christmas trees with enough remaining branches to support ornaments.
Look, I grew up poor. I know how hard it can be when you've had no Christmas, and you see those trees just lying discarded in the snow on the street. So spray them with pine green paint. Sell them right from sanitation trucks, at cost, or a little above. That's up to local government. Let's give the poor back their dignity.
The Walton family is working to spread the good word with the Reverend John Hagee of the First Church of Christ the Consumer in Houston. Reverend?
The key to establishing Poor Christmas is selling it to the unpoor, our congregation. How do the unpoor benefit? Simple. they won't suffer the inconvenience of having caregivers, cleaning ladies, pool boys, cooks, and drivers taken off the very same holy days they do. Days when they need to be free to meditate on the true meaning of Christmas. When they need to celebrate by consuming mountains of food and costly presents as Christ intended. And now, Rosa, Jose, Venetia, and Anthe will be happy to work Christmas Day instead of getting fired because they have poor Christmas to look forward to. Plus, they wouldn't be working poor Christmas anyway because by January 15th, the unpoor will all be in Palm Beach or Gestad or Vail or Aruba. Everybody wins, and baby Jesus loves winners.
H.R. 115 passed by a vote of 430-5. The only holdouts were the Northern California Democratic Caucus, who claimed the term poor Christmas is demeaning to the disadvantaged. They suggest calling the new holiday Christmas the Sequel, or Christmas 2.0. Let's let Congressman Ryan, prime architect of the new holiday, have the last word.
Well, Sean, imagine poor Christmas Eve. The sparkling eyes of little poor children as they string their bright green needle-free poor Christmas trees with lightly dinged and dented ornaments, hang up their water-damaged stockings beside their narrow beds, and lay the one-legged bambino in the creche that's missing its St. Joseph, as so many poor families do. So the Savior is born a little later for the poor. He's still our same blessed Savior. Merry poor Christmas to one and all.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells
on... With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
There's nothing like the sweet sound of tinkling bells to usher in the festive spirit. Now you can bring a clarion of dulcet chimes into your home whenever you want with this spectacular seasonal collection, Jingle Bells, Just the Bells. Fill your home and your heart with the ringing and dinging of 136 of the world's greatest seasonal songs with all the actual copyrighted music taken out. Because we all know, the bells are the best part. Experience 12 CDs of seasonal classics. All I Want for Christmas Is You, White Christmas, and the Michael Bublé version of White Christmas. Jingle Bells, Just the Bells is now also available on mini disc with over 4 hours of percussive peeling that you'll want to listen to again and again. Who could forget Jingle Bell Rock? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Winter Wonderland. Only joking. That was Do You Hear What I Hear? This is Winter Wonderland. And not to forget, Ding Dong Merrily on High. That's the magic of Jingle Bells, Just the Bells. For just three easy payments of $29.99, you can evoke the frosty spirit of the North Pole anytime, anywhere. At home, at the gym, in the car, at the taxidermist, in line at the podiatrist, while cleaning your aquarium, even in the staff canteen of the chicken factory. Remember, Jingle Bells, Just the Bells is not available in stores. Order today and we'll give you a miniature alpaca for free. That's right, for absolutely free. Just pay postage and packing. Jingle Bells, Just the Bells. Festive magic is just a ring-a-ding away. I just can't do this anymore. I'm sorry, I just can't. I mean, what am I doing with my life?
Ho, ho, ho! Step right up, kids. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
I want a G.I. Joe.
You've been a good boy this year. Santa will make sure you get everything you want.
Yay!
Okay, Billy, let's get you home now.
Wait, Billy.
Don't you want to see what Jesus has in store for you?
Who are you?
I am the Lion of Judah, Consolation of Israel, Redeemer of the Short Hills Mall. I'm here to show you that Santa isn't the only one who can make the season fun.
Well, okay, go ahead and sit on his lap, but just for a minute.
Okay, I want a Tonka truck and a race car and...
Of course, Billy. But first, I shall teach you how to tend to the sores of a prostitute.
What?
Oh, yes, Billy. The greatest gift of all is self-sacrifice. First, we find ourselves in an infected prostitute.
That's okay, thanks. We really have to run.
He'll need proper gauze for all the ewes. Jesus loves you.
And what would you like for Christmas, little girl?
I want an Elsa doll, and an Anna doll, and an Olaf doll.
Of course, little girl. My elves will make it for you right away.
I love you, Santa.
Okay, Susie, let's go get you a hot chocolate.
Wait, little Susie, don't go. Jesus has magical friends too.
What do you mean?
I used to have 12 very special friends that followed me wherever I went.
What happened to them?
Well, most were crucified, others beaten to death.
They're dead?
They gave their blood in noble service to the Lord. Well, not Judas. He hanged himself after having me murdered.
You're dead too?
Not anymore. I rose from my grave.
Like a zombie?
No, not like a zombie. See, I can't be killed. I live forever.
Like a vampire?
No, like an immortal spirit, watching you always, waiting to redeem your soul.
You're describing Freddy Krueger.
Wait, I have other friends. Have you ever played Got Your Nose with a Leper?
Security, there he is. There's the bearded weirdo who harassed my Billy.
What? No, I just wanted to guide him through his first experience with a prostitute.
He's a monster.
No, I'm here to spread joy and cheer, just like Santa. Look, I can perform miracles. I'll turn this boy's juice into wine.
Are you giving my son alcohol?
Only a bit of wine so he'll sit on my lap and celebrate my birthday.
All right, that's it, pal. You're done.
This is wrong. Sure, Jesus may seem weird to us with the long hair and the robe and the strong barnyard odor and the...
I spend a lot of time around camels.
And you may fear him because he's a zombie or a vampire or because he and his father are technically the same person. So in a way, he impregnated his own mother. But he also brings a message of love and brotherhood. Can't we make room in our hearts and in our malls for two bearded weirdos who bring gifts to strangers' children?
Maybe he's right. Maybe Jesus isn't just Santa for crazy people.
We've forgotten the spirit of the season.
Yeah, you're free to go, Jesus. Now, shepherd these children.
Yay! Hooray! Yay!
Jesus, teach me about the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh, I don't know anything about Christmas. I'm Jewish.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dried and ready, oh, dreidel, we will play.
I made my first dreidel out of some clay. I painted on symbols, then I put it away.
It's the company holiday party tonight, and we all know it's a welcome chance for us elves to let off a little steam after a very busy fourth quarter here at the Grotto. But I don't need to tell you, holiday parties can be an HR minefield. Give an elf a couple of mini crab cakes and a couple of glasses of punch, and he or she might quickly find it difficult to suppress a lewd joke. Why did the snowman smile? Because a snowblower was coming down the block. Coming down the block. Coming! This is an example of a lewd joke, which is inappropriate in a work situation. So it's up to us, the elf senior management team, to be on the lookout for inappropriate workplace behavior. For instance, scenario one. It's the morning after the holiday party. You arrive at the office to find your employee, Tingles, waiting for you.
Good morning, Tingles,
you say.
Is it?
Says Tingles.
Is it really a good morning?
You're discombobulated.
Did you have a good time at the office holiday party last night?
You ask. Tingles immediately bursts into irrational tears.
No, I did not have a good time. In fact, I want to file a sexual harassment suit.
Tingles claims that her supervisor, Bob, hit on her multiple times at the party.
He was calling me babe and making inappropriate remarks such as,
babe, you look gorgeous tonight. Your tunic is hot like mulled wine.
And
you're a great dancer. You really make me want to jingle my bells.
And
oh, come on. One little hand job never hurt anybody.
And then he called me a hoe.
Ho-ho-ho?
No, just a hoe.
Admittedly,
that's not ideal.
So, what not to do? I'd suggest not pointing out to Tingles that she's being an irrational bitch. Tempting though it may be, it's best not to say,
you're overreacting, you career-wrecking psycho. Bob just had a bit too much holiday spirit, that's all. He got a little worse for the wear and got a little silly. I'll tell him not to get so liquored up in the future and to go home to his wife and kids. You're welcome.
No, no, no. In this age of political correctness and equal opportunities, the old niceties are over. Instead of giving Bob a boys-will-be-boys warning for giving a girl a compliment at a party, you must immediately put him on the naughty list.
Not the naughty list! Oh, God! No! Anything but that!
It's the naughty list for you, Bob. Burn in the eternal hellfire, Bob. Burn, burn, and never get a Christmas present ever again.
So that scenario should give you some thoughts to keep in mind as we head into the party season here in the grotto. Also, what do female reindeer do on a night on the town? Blow a few bucks. That, too, is an example of a lewd and inappropriate joke.
Okay, everyone, quiet down, please. Everyone, quiet down. Thank you. First off, I'm thrilled that everyone could make it to the company's annual big party.
Yeah!
Calm down, everyone. Quiet down. In a few minutes, we're going to go to the elevators, and then we'll take them up to the 35th floor penthouse, also known as the secret location of the big party. Quiet. Please. There are a few logistical items to go over, so please be quiet. I want to go up there as much as you do, but I gotta get this out of the way first. Thank you. So, at the big party, at the big party, you're not going to need your wallets because it's top shelf open bar.
Quiet down.
Come on, people, quiet down. Thank you. Now, if any of you have any dietary restrictions, let me know so I can inform the 8 gourmet chefs who are manning the all-you-can-eat sushi bar, the all-you-can-eat carving bar, the all-you-can-eat taco stand, quiet, and the chocolate fondue fountain. Quiet. Guys, please. We're not going anywhere unless you guys are quiet. I will wait.
Chocolate.
I'll wait. Okay, we are so close. We are so close to hanging out upstairs with a clown and 3 monkeys. What is it going to take for you to be quiet? Quiet. You either be quiet or maybe you don't want to go down the 2-story water slide.
Quiet.
You guys must not want to partake in the American Gladiator Duel. You must not want to have the best fucking night of your goddamn lives. Otherwise, you would have quieted down a long time ago. I will randomly shoot one of you if you don't all shut up. I'm not kidding you. I will shoot you just like you'll be able to shoot upstairs at the carnival shooting gallery.
Oh, my God, you shot Jacob.
Oh, boy. Did I mention there's gonna be a pony?
What?
They don't like it when I roll my R's. Here, if I do it more. Next on the final edition.
Okay, I think you should do one of these.
What?
I'm just
you don't improvise, that you're telling me?
No, I can't improvise this. There's not enough substance to get my teeth into.
After these messages, the final edition Radio Hour will go to pi squared.
We will be right back after this.
Now do something French. Imagine you're drinking wine.
Just did.
We'll be back to discuss on the final edition Radio Hour.
Okay, these are incomprehensible. That's enough.
We'll be back soon with more of the final edition Radio Hour!
Welcome back. I'm Tony Hendro. The final edition Radio Hour models itself in format and spirit after the National Lampoon Radio Hour. In its heyday 40 years ago, when I was editing the magazine, I've been revisiting material from the mid-70s in previous shows. This week I've put together a Christmas show featuring Bill Murray, Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, and Christopher Guest. All of them before Lorne Michaels, quote, discovered them, unquote. And NL, the National Lampoon, became SNL. Need I say more? As a bonus, there's also the late, great Harold Ramis. Here we go.
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, could I please have a Busy Brenda mystery action vacuum cleaner doll?
No, honey. Sorry.
Could I have, a battery-operated dog family?
No.
Could I Flexi the pocket monkey?
No, you may not have Flexi the pocket monkey.
Mr. Santa, could I have, a Ready Ranger mobile field?
Oh, I'd have to go all the way out to Corvettes to get that. Forget it. What else?
Could I get just a little tiny Nerf ball?
No, no Nerf ball.
Could I get a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Oh, a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Yeah.
Well, no. Ha! What else?
Fluffy.
Fluffy. Fluffy, you want a Fluffy? No. The answer is no, you can't have it. Ha! You want a trap door? Whoa!
Mr. Santa!
That's one of Santa's little tricks. That's the price you pay for getting on Santa's lap. You give you the trap door.
Mr. Santa, Barbie was going to go to Malibu.
Are you sure about Malibu?
She needs a tan.
Oh, like I'm tan from the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my name is Santa from Trapdoor, Wisconsin. Oh, there you go on the floor again. Come on up.
Santa.
It's the old trapdoor bit, baby. The oldest one in
Mr.
the book.
Mr. Santa.
You fell for
can
it.
I get a, can I get a sad sack pearl doll?
Oh, a sad sack pearl doll. Isn't that precious? No, you may not. Ha! What else don't you want? Or want to have and can't have?
Mr. Santa, for Christmas I was hoping I would get some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Is that what you want, kitten? Play-Doh.
I want enough to build my parents a house in the country.
Enough to build your parents a house in the country?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, since that is an awful lot of Play-Doh, I'll just say no.
Ha! Oh, no, Mr. Santa, could I...
No, you got it? Wait. You can't have the Play-Doh.
Mr. Santa, please,
when are you going to quit?
Shh. Mr. Santa, I don't have much time.
Santa's getting riled. Don't push the Santa.
I want to...
He gets ugly.
Mr. Santa, I would like to get a magic slate.
A magic slate?
Yes.
Oh, so you could do magic with it.
Well, you draw
it. Draw on it and then erase it right away, right?
Right.
So then there's nothing left. Well, tell you what, we'll eliminate the middleman, and I'll give you nothing. Ha!
I was hoping that maybe...
You were hoping. What else were you hoping for,
I wanted
brainless brat?
To get the art masterpieces kid.
Stick it in your ear. No art masterpieces for you, Christmas time.
I won't be getting that?
Nope. Don't bother to look in the stocking, because it ain't going to be there.
But, Mr. Santa, what about a set of Pez?
Pez. Yeah. Well, that seems like a rather small request, just to, you know...
It only doesn't cost very much.
Piece of Pez. Heck, you can get them free lots of times.
Well, could I...
You want Pez?
Yeah.
You can't have it! Ha! I love it! You're not getting it. And that's wacky old Santa. At it again. Ha!
Don't go to Markham's department store. The Santa is a fraud.
A fraud? Realistic is a little bit more like it. Thank you.
Here's Dr. Chevy Chase with his simple test.
How can I really know if I'm a humorous person or an average run-of-the-mill I-don't-get-it type? Well, it's often better to find out if you're funny in the privacy of your own home first. Right now, unplug your radio and take it into the bathroom with you. We'll give you 5 seconds to get there. Are you there? Good. Plug the radio in and stand in front of your bathroom mirror. Don't be embarrassed. You're all alone. Simply follow instructions. Now, insert the pinky fingers of your left and right hands, respectively, into the left and right corners of your mouth, like so. Pull hard so that your lips peel back and you can see your teeth. Are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Is it funny? You've probably started chuckling already, haven't you? A good sign. Let's hurry while we have the moment and move right on to the shtick test. Okay, now, still keeping one finger in your mouth, take your other hand and remove the top from the jar of Vaseline on the shelf below your mirror. Ordinary toothpaste or shaving cream will do. Spread some on your left cheek and in your hair. Pretty funny, huh? If you're not already laughing, try drooling or spitting up on yourself a bit and wiping it into your shirt. The shoulder is always a funny place to do this. While you are laughing, immediately remove the other finger from your mouth and change instantly into a serious expression. And, while looking right into your reflection, say the words moose poop or poupée. You're sure to crack yourself up. Here comes the final and most important test to help you find out if you indeed have a sense of humor. Open the cabinet and remove the blade from your razor. Close the cabinet and stare at your face briefly. No smiling or cracking up. Now, quickly, just as fast as you can, slit your left wrist, taking care not to cut the tendons. Only the blood vessels should be severed. Repeat with your right wrist. Okay? Now, if you thought I was serious about slitting your wrists, you blew it. And clearly you don't have a sense of humor at all. If, however, you thought I was only kidding, you're right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Yoni Mitchell!
I'm gonna tell the whole world how you put me through hell. And the better I tell it, the better it'll sell. How you made me make your breakfast, how you made me make your bed. Now I'm gonna go and I'm gonna tell the whole world every show and this word you said. Oh, you old masher, you dope stasher, you somewhere flasher I that you jock your shorts are red, but you really like instant coffee and you still wet the bed. And if you don't believe me, then you're a dumber son of a than I thought you were in the first place. And I didn't think you were too smart to begin with. You told me that you liked the way I sang, but when I put on my record, you know you were up and out the door with a bang. And you can still hang your hat on my hat rag any time, but if you won't listen to me sing about you, then you know that you ain't no friend of mine. Oh, you old mucker, you thumb sucker, you mother hush, I love you, darling. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you. my own holiday recipe for Santa cupcakes. First, I take 2 boxes of confectioner's sugar, 4 packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese, 3 candy canes, and a hammer. Then I mix all the ingredients in a large black boot and stir briskly. Then away to the window, I fly like a flash, tear open the shutters, and throw up on the sash. Thank you.
For poor Brian Jones of the Rock Rolling Stones, life below was a habit to feed. In his home in the sky, he popped stars to stay high. Now he knows what they mean by Godspeed. Oh, I dreamed I was there in overdose heaven, where a white boy, a black, and a girl all wiped out on infinity, a new holy trinity, Brian, Jimmy, and Earl. Broke, busted, and wasted, our Jimmy had tasted the last of his cold turkey suppers. Now the saints guard his stash of heavenly hash. God deals him nothing but uppers. Oh, I dreamed I was there in overdose heaven, where a white boy, a black, and a girl are wiped out on infinity, a new holy trinity, Brian, Jimmy, and Earl. Not one for half measures, Janice J mixed her pleasures, shot up what she couldn't drink down. No angels protested when the lady requested long sleeves for her heavenly gown. Oh, I dreamed I was there in overdose heaven, where a white boy, a black, and a girl are wiped out on infinity, a new holy trinity, Brian, Jimmy, and Earl.
And the littlest Christmas tree said, "Oh, no one will ever choose me. I'll never have a home."
Just then, as the clock struck midnight on Christmas Eve, a man noticed the little tree. The man was not dressed elegantly. He was actually quite poor. But he saw the tree, and he fell in love with it. And he said to the owner, "How much will it cost to buy this tree?" And the owner said, "Oh, that little tree, I'll give it to you for a quarter." And the man said, "That's just right." And he reached in his threadbare pants and pulled out a shiny quarter and gave it to the man. He picked up the little tree in his arms and took it home. And when he arrived home, his family was delighted with the little tree. It was going to be a happy Christmas after all. And everyone in the family agreed. It was the best Christmas tree they ever ate.
Strange lights appear in the skies all over the world. The wife of a carpenter experiences virgin birth, and a baby is born with a head that glows like a fluorescent lamp. Dare I ask it? Yes. Was the infant Jesus neither man nor God, but merely one of the countless aliens that visit the Earth each and every day? The answer? Yes, definitely. Take that and shove it up the tube marked certainty, in the fuzzy place called the Twilight Zone.
come in here for a second? Nelly, hey, get in here, huh? Hey, we stop horsing around in the shower and come over here. I got something to say before the game.
Okay, coach.
All right, shut up, Chico.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you guys. We ain't had a serious talk since the beginning of the season, but I think it's... All right, look, I think it's time we had one now.
All right, coach, you tell us.
Well, shut up. I got something to say. Okay, now some of this may sound stupid to some of you guys, but I want you to hear me out.
Probably won't sound stupid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now look, you know, different people think about life in different ways. Mm-hmm. Lawyers think life is a big courtroom. Doctors probably think life is like a big operation. Bus drivers think life is a big bus, I guess. Who knows what the hell those guys think.
You're right, coach. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I always thought of life as a big football game.
So what's the point, coach?
Yeah.
The point is this, Schnabel. There are winners and losers in the game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
God damn it, I asked you to listen, and by God, you're going to listen to what I got to say.
Okay.
Now, that's right. Winners and losers. But there's some guys who don't even get to finish the game. Maybe the coach takes them out, or maybe they injured. They don't even stay in the game long enough to feel like they won or lost.
Now, come on, what you talking about, coach?
I'm talking about this, Stretch. There's a big coach somewhere in the universe, and he's about to cut the team.
What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I mean, Stefanski, you got leukoplakia.
What? What's that?
It's a rare form of lung cancer.
Leukoplakia.
The doc says you might not last this season.
Oh, breaks. Yeah. Wow,
I'm sorry, really.
Oh, really, really. Oh,
I suppose that one of us ought to say something, coach, and... As defensive captain.
Wait, that's not all. Luciano has Huntington's chorea.
What?
They're taking you to the hospital at halftime, Lucky.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Coach, listen, I'd like
Hold
to
Hold it,
say...
there's more.
More?
Schaefer and Collins, you two have sickle cell anemia, highly advanced.
What?
Sickle cell?
I don't want to die.
I want those cells.
I want to play pro ball.
Townsend, Carlson, and McNulty, spinal meningitis.
Oh, no.
Harrison, Hawkins, and Sanchez, Nephrosis, Hooker, Perez, Cavello, Pickett, and Friedman, you got encephalitis. Murray, Belushi, Boyle, Ryan, O'Flaherty, muscular dystrophy.
This is Tony Hendra. We'll be back after this.
Pull up your pants, we're back! It's the Final Edition Radio Hour!
Hello, I'm Stanley Sherman.
And I'm his wife, Rita Sherman.
We're the people in the car ahead of you in traffic.
The white SUV.
And we're here to encourage you to subscribe to the Final Edition podcast.
We are very interested in things.
We appreciate a show that takes time to examine the issues.
It makes us more informed voters. Whether to go to the right or go to the left or go straight or stop and consider our options.
Well, the light is green up ahead, so we better slow down. This will take all my concentration.
Be careful, Stan.
I know.
The Final Edition Podcast. We have one.
Santa Claus was hacked. North Korean hackers struck again today, and this time they hacked into jolly old St. Nick's naughty list. Here to respond is Kris Kringle himself. Santa, say it isn't so.
I'm afraid it's true. My entire naughty list was compromised. Now everyone in the world knows how much of a douche John Goodman is.
Speaking of public figures, there were some pretty big names on this list. Most came as no surprise. Miley Cyrus, Ted Cruz, the Koch brothers, Kim Kardashian, Darren Wilson, Donald Trump.
Yep, those are all pretty crappy individuals.
But other names seem to come out of left field. I mean, Tom Hanks?
He never tips his waiters.
Really? How about Angelina Jolie?
She makes her kids bathe her in coconut milk and tell her she's a good actor.
I noticed that Pope Francis was on there. How can that be?
Remember those Malaysian Airlines crashes a few months ago?
Yeah?
His doing.
Wow. So has anyone tried to retaliate against you?
No one's confronted me personally, if that's what you mean. But I did find a burning bag of shit on my front porch this morning. I'm pretty sure it was Richard Branson's.
Sounds about right.
I think most people are still in denial. Or they're trying to make up for a year's worth of naughtiness by doing some half-assed good deed. Cameron Diaz gave a $100 bill to the first homeless guy she could find. Turned out he was just Michael Moore.
Let's talk about those North Korean hackers. They're dead set against you making this year's hottest toy, the Tickle Me Jong-un doll. For any listeners who don't know, it's a Kim Jong-un doll that blows up when you tickle him.
That doll is on everyone's Christmas list this year. There's no way I'm not delivering it. Besides, I already scrapped my favorite part of the doll.
Which was?
He used to have a button on his belly that, when pushed, made his face melt off.
Last question. Earlier today, the hackers promised to deliver a special Christmas present to the public. Any idea what that could be?
Yeah, they probably have my see you when you're sleeping, know when you've been sleeping around list.
Thanks for the heads up, Santa.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm gonna go pack an overnight bag.
We now join the Final Edition's West Coast Edition Christmas party, already in progress.
Well, this isn't so bad. To tell you the truth, Jim, I kind of thought this year's Christmas party would be a lot lamer. But this banquet hall is packed.
Steve, what the heck's the matter with you? That's just an audio track of people at a party. There's only the five of us here in Barry's apartment.
Well, it sure sounds like we're having a good time.
Anybody need a refill?
Quickly, Barry. Over here.
Grey Goose, right, Steve?
You know it. Thanks, brother.
Steve, you're not even holding a glass. What are you trying to prove?
You're right, Jim. I gotta slow down. I'm driving. Gonna be a lot of cops out tonight at those DUI checkpoints.
Why? It's December 17th.
You need another beer, Jim?
Another beer, Barry? Really? Another beer? Another one? We're sitting around the table in your office holding scripts.
I'm gonna take that as a yes.
What was that? A champagne cork being popped? What beer bottle top sounds like that?
The beer I'm handing you right now, maybe.
Yeah, next time be a little more careful with your audio cues.
You're welcome, Jim.
Hey, how's it going over there, guys?
Everything's just fine now, Jeff. I thought I was sick of Christmas.
Did you try the bacon-wrapped dates?
Oh, yeah.
Are they awesome or what?
Well, I never use the word awesome unless I'm at the Grand Canyon, but they are good.
Bacon-wrapped dates?
I'm sorry, Jim. I know you don't eat meat. Did you try the veggie quesadillas?
No, and neither did you, Jeff. The only food around here is a big bag of pistachio nuts I brought with me.
You better eat something, buddy, if you're going to keep putting away all those beers.
Has Jim had too much to drink?
Hey, Abby.
Guys, don't fill up on the appetizers or you won't have room for the Kobe beef.
Jesus, Abby, this is pointless.
I agree with you, Jim. There's just way too much food. I can't decide what I want.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'm just going to wish I ate twice as much.
Exactly. Fortunately, champagne makes me hungry.
Did I hear somebody say champagne?
Woo!
Isn't that the same sound effect you used for the imaginary beer?
Sounds like somebody needs something a little stronger. Kamikaze, Jim?
Barry, you're not fooling anybody. There's no party. All the sound effects in the world cannot make this into a party. This is not a party.
You're right, Jim. It's not a party. At least not until who walks in the door in 3, 2, 1.
My God, it's Neil Young!
Woo! Woo!
Oh, yeah, now I suppose Neil Young's going to start singing.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life.
Why did Neil Young stop playing?
I think we could only afford him for 5 seconds.
Did you see who just walked in? Bill Clinton! Over here, Mr. President!
Steve, can you explain to me what President Clinton is doing at the West Coast Final Edition Christmas party?
Well, I didn't think anyone would believe that Obama would show up.
I realize this is radio, Steve, but we're all sitting in Barry's apartment on a Wednesday evening. Nothing can change that.
Hey, Jim. Neil Young wants to jam with you.
I don't think that's going to happen, Jeff.
You're right, Jim. President Clinton wants to say hello to you. Now you can finally tell him what you thought of him repealing the Glass-Steagall Act.
Yeah, that's great, Abby. Anything else completely ridiculous that's not really happening at this Pro Tools Christmas party?
Nothing ridiculous, Jim. Just millions of dollars inexplicably fluttering down from the ceiling. Excuse me. I'm rich!
Barry, you're going to have your hands full editing this shit together.
Hey, Jim, you got any more of those pistachio nuts?
First snow fell on Christmas Eve, pure and white and bright. Just like baby Jesus on that blessed silent night. I spied an 8-foot Norway spruce and chopped that sucker down. Threw back a shot of eggnog and drove on into town. Pulled into the 5 and 9 for mistletoe and holly. The clerk said, "Happy holidays," which made me less than jolly. It seems some have forgotten just how this all begun. So you can keep your happy holidays, you godless heathen scum. Happy Jesus Christmas, for you we sing this song. Merry Jesus Christmas, my country right or wrong. Happy Jesus Christmas, God bless us everyone. Merry Jesus Christmas, these colors never run. Merry Jesus Christmas, these colors never run.
Go Jesus, it's your birthday. It's your gold frankincense and myrrh day.
118, Jesus jumps upon the scene, conceived immaculately.
On that very first Christmas, Jesus came to me, the home of the brave and the land of the free. I don't mean to boast, I don't mean to brag, I swaddle baby Jesus in the American flag. Jesus and Mary and Joseph, oh my, Joseph stood by and he didn't ask why.
3 wise men and 1 wise baby, trusting in God and the U.S. Navy. Army, Marines, the Air Force too, all taking orders from the littlest chief. Protecting us from danger like a Texas Ranger. Homeland Security born in a manger. Fiddle!
Keep Christ in Christmas or keep out of Christmas.
Happy Jesus Christmas, ring the yuletide bells. It's Merry Jesus Christmas, or we'll see your ass in hell. Happy Jesus Christmas, our Savior's born today. Merry Jesus Christmas, God bless the USA.
Happy Jesus Christmas, we ring the yuletide bells. It's Merry Jesus Christmas, or we'll see your ass in hell. Happy Jesus Christmas, our Savior's born today. Merry Jesus Christmas, God bless the USA. Merry Jesus Christmas, God bless the USA.
Merry Jesus Christmas, everyone.
God bless us, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour: Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2015.
it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.